A New Day at Midnight by Speranza. Rodney's utterly and totally surprised when Shepard rolls on top of him in the darkness of the yurt. All the air whooshes out of his lungs, but he doesn't say anything, because normally when Shepard rolls on top of him, there's a sound tactical reason. Gunfire, bomb, attack of flying monkeys. Shepard's lips brush his. Rodney thinks, huh, and is still trying to decide what to do when Shepard kisses him for real, and Rodney kisses him back without thinking. Because kissing is a natural human instinct, and Rodney's straight but not narrow, and John Shepard is possibly the hottest person on the entire Atlantis expedition. And in any case, he's Shepard, and Shepard never wants anything from anybody, except somehow, right now, Shepard wants this from him, and Rodney would give John Shepard an arm, a lung, his life. Rodney curls his arm around Shepard's neck. Shepard groans and opens his mouth. His hips begin to move. Shepard sprawls on top of him, rubbing his hard on against the crease of Rodney's thigh. Rodney's dick strains against his pants. Their mouths slide together and lock, and Shepard gently tilts his head so he can push in deeper. Rodney's surprised at how easy it is to kiss Shepard, how in sync they are. It's Shepard who finally breaks the kiss, his mouth skittering against Rodney's cheek to his ear as he tips to one side, shifting his weight. He reaches for Rodney's belt and unbuckles it without permission. He carelessly tugs Rodney's underwear out of the way and gropes his cock roughly, sensually, from root to tip before abruptly reaching to undo his own pants. Rodney's never had another man's hand on his dick, but already misses Shepard's. He wants Shepard to touch him. His dick thrusts against Shepard's belly when Shepard bends to give him another deep, wet kiss. Shepard's hand closes around his wrist. He pulls Rodney's hand to his dick and groans when Rodney touches him. Shepard's cock is warm and solid in his palm, but the skin is so delicate it seems fragile, and he strokes it gently with his thumb. Shepard groans again, teeth tugging at Rodney's bottom lip, rippling his fingers on the underside of Rodney's balls. Rodney shakes off his hesitation. He kisses Shepard hungrily and begins to pull on his cock, and Shepard just falls apart, his breathing going ragged. Rodney tightens the arm he's got curved around Shepard's back and curls his leg over Shepard's, because Shepard's making needy sounds in the back of his throat, and Rodney's never heard him sound like that. Rodney holds on. He starts to lose it when Shepard pulls their cocks together, fingers tangling as he grips them both in his gun-calloused hand. Shepard's grip is firm. The roughened pads of his fingers are ridges of sensation. Rodney feels the heat, the pulse in Shepard's cock pressing against his, and squeezes his eyes shut. God, it feels so good! He can't stop himself from thrusting into Shepard's fist, wanting more, harder, now. Shepard groans, and then they're holding on to each other and rutting desperately, Rodney rubbing up against Shepard's belly, Shepard leaving slick trails all across Rodney's hip. Shepard's mouth falls away from his. He's breathing noisily, and then he gasps, "Oh!" and starts to shake. Rodney clutches Shepard's shoulders and blurts, "It's okay. Easy. I've got you." Shepard's cum is on him, is cool on his hip, and this more than anything sends him over the edge, makes him rub up against Shepard's taut belly and cum himself. Rodney expects Shepard to roll off him, but Shepard actually burrows in closer, tucking himself against Rodney's side and poking his chin into Rodney's shoulder. "I'm sorry," Shepard says ruefully, and if there's anything Rodney's not expecting, it's an apology. "I try not to think about it, you know? But sometimes..." And Shepard's hand is stroking the bare flesh of Rodney's side, where his shirt is rucked up. Shepard sighs and says, "Well, you know what it's like." "Sure, yes, of course," Rodney says, though he doesn't. Shepard seems to sense this somehow. "I guess it's not so hard for you," he says, and Rodney can hear something deliberately casual in his voice, like a shrug. "Being a civilian..." "And okay, Rodney's been gay for all of 14 minutes, but he will never, ever admit that, not under oath or even torture, because Shepard thinks... Besides, he's gay now anyway." "What are you talking about?" Rodney huffs. "Of course it's hard for me. It's hard for me all the time." And then he winces, because, oh, that sounds wrong. Except maybe Shepard didn't... Shepard is already giggling against Rodney's neck, breathy and high-pitched. And yes, of course... There's no way Shepard misses that. Rodney sighs and prepares to accept his lumps. He's been teased by worse, but Shepard just presses closer and says, "You know, I could help you with that." His fingers are sliding up under Rodney's shirt. "You should see me about that. And wow, this is the good sort of teasing." "Yes, I... okay. Yes, yes, absolutely." Rodney finds Shepard's mouth in the dark, and already he knows that if Shepard asks, Rodney will tell him all about his lonely gay childhood and his tortured gay adolescence and how hard it was to come to terms with it, but how he sees now that it was all for the best, that everything was leading him here, to this moment. It will even be true, a little, because Rodney always knew he was gay, just like he always knew there was life on other worlds, which is to say, not at all, but he wasn't the least bit surprised when it happened.